1. What kinds of TV programs do you often watch?
Personally, I do not watch TV that much, though once this has been a great source of entertainment for me. On average, I watch TV for 5 to 10 hours a week.
Apart from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, as I just mentioned, I find reality TV shows, comedy TV series, and celebrity talk shows quite funny and entertaining.
I find comedy shows most interesting. I really admire comedians because of their great sense of humor. They can easily make others laugh with their stories. Whenever I watch them, I can get away from stress. It is really helpful.
Sometimes, I also watch the news to catch up on the latest news around the world.
2. Do you think kids are watching too much television?
Based on my observation, children nowadays are addicted to phones instead of TV. Maybe because it's easy and convenient to use. More importantly, they can play games at their fingertips.
3. What kinds of TV programs do you think should be broadcast more?
I think it would be great if educational programs were given more airtime to raise public awareness about social or environmental issues. If that's the case, I believe a lot of people will become knowledgeable and conscious of the many issues happening.
4. Do you often watch programs on TV or on your smartphone?
Oh, definitely on my phone, because it's so easy and convenient to use it at any time, anywhere. More importantly, I can skip ads when they appear in the middle of programs, which I cannot do when watching TV.
5. Do people in your country like to watch TV?
Oh, yes, definitely. Watching television is very popular in my country because it is one of the two major traditional media that offer entertainment and news to citizens.
6. What kind of television programs are most popular in your country?
Based on my observation, people tend to watch some programs such as TV series, live sports competitions, news programs, talk shows, music shows, cooking shows, documentaries, and reality TV shows. Finally, weather updates are some of the most popular program types on TV in my country.
7. Why is watching TV so popular around the world?
I reckon that TV is accessible entertainment. This means that TV has become an indispensable part of our lives when it comes to entertainment and updating the latest news. It's often much cheaper than going to the movie theater or to a concert. More importantly, it's absolutely free.
8. Why is TV the most effective form of media?
The contents, the messages, and the advertisers that appear on TV are reliable sources of information thanks to different mechanisms ensuring the quality of the ads broadcast on TV, unlike those shown on the internet or apps that are not always heavily censored. Therefore, TV is the most secure medium, reaching a broad and diverse audience.
9. Why does TV make us happy?
It was also found that watching TV created relaxation and good feelings. Watching TV is very much about enjoying the present moment. When we are watching TV, we are no longer focused on the stresses of life or our work. We're just sitting back and enjoying it.
10. What are the benefits of watching TV?
Nowadays, there are a huge number of channels and content available to us at any time of the day, no matter where we are. People have various options, including cable television, TV packages, and online streaming. Despite the rise of mobile devices and the internet, television still holds an important place in our lives as a trusted source of information, an endless flow of entertainment, and a great way to spend time together as a family.
For now, however, whatever we are looking for, whether that be educational programs, news, or entertainment shows, television is sure to have us covered.
Some shows teach children about different people, cultures, and places. They give children exposure to other parts of the world we live in and things that they might not otherwise come across.
Television can be a good way to introduce our child to sports, be it cricket, soccer, or table tennis.
11. Why do some people like to watch TV on their computer?
One reason consumers may be moving their TV time onto PCs is simply that a lot of screen choices now exist for viewing content. Now that more consumers own not just laptops but smartphones and tablets with internet access, it's a lot easier to access the many kinds of home entertainment that people are looking for. The second reason more consumers seem to be shifting their TV time to PCs is because they don't want to be disturbed by advertisements on TV. 12. What is the difference between young people's and old people's favorite TV dramas? In my humble opinion, youngsters and older people may have some different tastes in TV drama, but not by much, I believe. Young adults are more into movies with lots of excitement or supernatural factors, such as science fiction, thrillers, superheroes, or comedy. Some of the most popular TV drama series nowadays, like Games of Thrones, The Walking Dead, and Supernatural, all fall under these categories. Meanwhile, older generations tend to value shows that have certain meanings or messages rather than the visual effects themselves. Family-friendly dramas or sitcoms are some of their favorites. However, there are also exceptions. 13. How has television changed our lives? From my perspective, TV allowed people with similar interests to connect over their shared love for different programs. Before the internet, watching television shows was a social event. Friends and family members would gather to watch and enjoy their preferred programs. 14. How do TV shows reflect society? Personally speaking, television has become a very functional and effective learning tool if used sensibly, and it has created a powerful way of spreading awareness and influencing public opinion. TV shows can create trends in emotions and behavior. It also awakens a sense of empathy in people and fuels the growth of responsibility. 15. How did television improve the world? Nowadays, television has grown to become an essential part of most households, with at least one TV in every house. Television helps to teach us with educational programs and documentaries, inform us of international events and world news, and entertain us with creative shows. Some people consider television to be a time-wasting and brainwashing mass medium, as TV addiction has been a problem for decades. However, it is important to acknowledge how television can positively influence our lives and our actions. Television can help people from all social, cultural, and ethnic backgrounds develop values, form perceptions, and spread ideas about major global issues. 16. Do you think people will change their preference for TV dramas as they get older? I suppose that is likely to happen since most things change over time, and so does our taste in TV programs. This may result from changes in our perception of life and surroundings as we grow into maturity.